Thank you. Let us rise for a time of prayer. In our prayers this morning, we will be remembering a few individuals in addition to our prayer list this morning, especially Ann Oliver and Linda Williams. Linda, her sister passed away suddenly a week ago, unexpectedly at 59 years of age. And Ann Oliver, her mother passed away early this last week. Larry and Ann are away and will be returning, I believe, this afternoon. Also in our prayers, Pastor Reilly will be having bypass surgery this week. We want to pray for a successful surgery and for his full recovery. And also for Blake Strom, who was in an accident a couple weeks ago and flown up to Salem, and he went through surgery. We're going to pray for his recovery and the time ahead. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we begin by praying for the world that we live in, for that peace would come to it. Lord, we know that you have the entire universe and the galaxy in your sights. We pray that you would bring peace in those places where there is conflict. We pray that you would thwart any evil attacks or plans that would cause life to be ended. And we pray that Jesus would go out to those lands that don't know about him, and that more would know about Jesus and his love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Kind Master, we thank you for the special family that we have here at Peace. And Lord, we admit that oftentimes we can make distinctions among stronger sisters, weaker sisters, stronger brothers, weaker brothers. And we can show favoritism at times, as happened in the early church. Lord, help us to follow instead the example of Jesus, who showed favoritism for all, and all were welcomed in, as the woman at the well, and also as Nicodemus were. Bless our congregation that you would unite us closer together, unite us as a family of God. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your merciful keeping, Lord, we commend all those who are entrusted with civil authority. And especially today, we uplift the armed forces that protect us. Keep them safe this day and bless their families while they are away. And Lord, we also pray for our community, those leaders that make decisions for our schools and for our city. Bless them this week and use us so that we can help them in bringing peace and justice right here in Philomath. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, we thank you for the teaching that we don't have to do this all by ourselves, the mission, but that your son Jesus is already at work in our community. Lord, we thank you that is visibly true with the partners that we have at Peace, that we can extend our monies and our hearts and passions out to our partners. And today we pray for Philomath Community Services as they gather here this afternoon to thank their volunteers. Bless their time, Lord. And also for the homeless shelter in Corvallis, that you would use our hands and feet and minds in simple ways to show your love to those who do not have a home this week. And finally, Lord, for Compassionate Ministries and Pastor Mike Rinkin as he comes to share a message today. Lord, open our eyes to ways that we can partner and be available to hear ways that we can help those that are struggling with mental health issues. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Finally, Lord, we pray for the sick and those that are hurting, especially those listed in our bulletin this morning. For Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, D, Wyatt and Charlie, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Don, Roberta, Jennifer, Jan, Amber, Art and Sandy, and Blake, John and Shelley, Brad, Dottie, Cody and Rachel, as they await their twins, Annette and Charlotte, Rob, Bob, Kylie, Pastor Reilly, Connie Engel, those that are sick in our congregation, and especially Ann Oliver as she mourns the passing of her mother, and also Linda Williams as she mourns the passing of her sister, Marcine. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to just simply pray and for the truth that you promise to always hear us. Give us grace to wait for that answer that you will always give. And Lord, always teach us to pray the prayer your Son taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.